Hi guys, welcome to the Tea Spot, and I'm your host, Taisha. I really don't know how I will start my first episode here, so I'll start with how I became a type 2 diabetic. First, let's get into what diabetes is and what we need to do to take better care of ourselves. So let's get into what is type 2 diabetes. It's the most common type of diabetes, and it occurs when your blood glucose, also your blood sugar, is too high. The glucose is our main source of energy, and it mainly comes from the food that we all eat. The hormone insulin is made inside the pancreas, and it helps the glucose get into your cells to be used for energy. In type 2 diabetics, the body doesn't make enough insulin or doesn't use insulin well. And too much glucose can make your levels go high. Who is more likely to have type 2 diabetes? I mean, it can occur at any age, but it's mostly with middle-aged to older-aged people. And the causes of it, I mean, not really the causes, but like you're more likely to develop type 2 diabetes if you are age 45 or older, have a family history of diabetes, or you are overweight or obese. Diabetes is more common in people who are people of color, mainly African American people, Hispanics, and American Indian, Asian American, or Pacific Islander. But the main thing that I want to discuss is us not eating right and not really getting enough exercise that we're supposed to be getting. And if we're not doing that, then our chances of having heart disease and stuff later on down the line will increase. So hopefully this podcast will give you tips and stuff on how to take better care of yourself. So, some of the symptoms of diabetes include your increased thirst and urination, or increased hunger. You feel hungry, you're feeling tired all the time, your vision is blurred, numbness or tingling in the feet or hands, sores that do not heal if you have a cut or gas somewhere and it may not heal as fast as you may hope it would. Unexplained weight loss. Some of these symptoms, they develop over time, but you really don't know. I mean, you really can't tell until it's like too late. But yeah, hopefully this will probably get you to, you know, start thinking about what's really going on and how you can better handle your diabetes. And hopefully my story will inspire some of you guys to, you know, take charge and, you know, don't let this be a death sentence to you. There's more to life than just having type 2 diabetes. Because trust me, like, when I was diagnosed, like, when they first told me I was diagnosed, I thought my life was, like, really over, pretty much. But, you know, if you, you know, you try to do right and, You know, sometimes, you know, it may not work out the way you want it, but hey, you're going to get there. And maybe you and I could go through that path together. So let me tell you my story and what I'm doing now to, you know, control it. Well, this is my story on how I became a type 2 diabetic. I was diagnosed 3 days after my birthday, and what seemed like I should have been having fun, but trying to think about, you know, high school, trying to drive. I was at the doctor's office trying to, you know, see what was going on with my body. Pretty much, I had some issues as far as hormonal problems, but never thought that it would happen to me, because I thought I was invincible, trying to eat all the food, you know, eat foods I wanted to have, and didn't care what anybody said or anything like that. So when I was diagnosed, I felt like my life was over. Pretty much, I thought it was something that you could, like, you had, like, so many months or years to live. But if you take care of yourself and try to take the proper steps to, you know, handle type 2 or maybe even type 1 diabetes, then you could live a healthier life. So when I did that, I knew just what I had to do. I had to let go of all the foods that I enjoyed, or try to eat in moderation, and, you know, start thinking about healthier choices for myself as far as eating fruit, well, eating vegetables, mostly green vegetables like greens and cabbage, lettuce, you know, stuff like that, and not just eat green beans, because I'm a green bean fanatic. Don't get me wrong, I love green beans, but I know I have to eat more than just that to, you know, try to be healthier. And to exercise, I have to get out and walk, or like walk with my dumbbells or stuff like that. So, or just do more than that, like dance for an hour. You know, it's a lot of stuff you can do for exercise. You don't have to do, you know, what an app says. You can, you know, look some stuff up on the internet and try to do that. And I would do that some. And so far it's been working out. And try to make sure you take all your meds and stuff, you know, as not as needed, but like when you feel like you have that high blood sugar level, just make sure you know, you're taking all your medicines like you're supposed to, and you'll be alright. You're gonna be alright. So don't even trip. We all gonna do it together. I'm gonna do it, and you're gonna do it if you're listening. So pretty much, that was my story. I want to thank all the people who didn't give up on me, like my mom. She always knew that I was a special case. So she tried to help me as much as she could. But did I listen? No. Wanted to do my own thing. But hey, it's all right. we're going to get through it together. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And I hope to give you some good updates later on. Bye. Thank you for listening. Updates, we got updates. So went to the doctor recently and everything is great. My levels have been going down and they're still continuing to stay down, you know, stay under control. But went to the doctor recently and my vitamin D is low. So, I wonder how is it that you drink all this milk every day, you eat it with cereal, you drink it by yourself, you eat it with cookies, even though you're not supposed to eat cookies or whatever, or you're supposed to eat it in moderation, but why is it that my vitamin D is low? So, pretty much, taking vitamins for that, and other than that, my A1C is coming down, you know, it's getting back to normal, and then my cholesterol is crazy high, but I'm taking steps with that to try to get that down and try to eat better and think about healthier choices for myself. But the biggest part that I was amazed at is how my kidneys are still functioning normal and how they still look okay, you know, because so much stuff they've been through that I put myself under knowing I shouldn't have, but I did anyway. And I was paying for it dearly. So, but however all that is, I'm taking steps to control my diabetes and try to become a better person with it. You know, because people that really know me, I don't take medicine like that. And it's kind of hard for me to, you know, stay on it because, you know, after a certain while, you get burnt out and you try to look for other things to do as far as taking insulin or, you know, trying to get that quick fix. But, you know, if you keep doing stuff properly, then you won't have to look for other things to try and try to harm yourself in that, you know, in any shape or form or fashion. So, to get updates on my podcast, you could add me on Instagram. My handle there is Gemini_Joy90. Or on Snapchat, I_AmGemini06. And, of course, basically, you can, you know, stay on Anchor and listen. All right, thank you guys for listening, and I hope to hear from you guys soon. Bye.